Mr. Dalit, there was a group of Jews known as the Baisusim who didn't really accept all of the Torah, especially the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they read the Torah in a literal translation. Now, the Torah does not mention the date of Shavuos. Rather, the Torah says that you should count Sfiras HaOmer, you should count 49 days from the second day of Pesach, and on the 50th day, that is considered Shavuos. Now, the way that the Torah says it is V'sfartim lochem mimochras haShabbos. You should count for yourselves from the day after Shabbos. Now, based on Torah Shebaal Peh, we understand that word Shabbos in this context to be referring to the Yom Tov of Pesach, to the first day of Pesach. So when the Torah says that you should start the 49-day count from the day after Shabbos, we understand that to mean from the second day of Pesach. However, the Baisusim understood the Torah literally. They interpret it to literally mean Shabbos. And so they would always start the Sfiras HaOmer on the Sunday after the first day of Pesach. And then 7 weeks later, on that Sunday, would be Shavuos. So according to the Baisusim, Shavuos always falls on a Sunday. Says the Mishnah, Atzeres Shecholol Yesh Be'erev Shabbos, if Shavuos falls on a Friday, Be'shamay say Yom Tovach Achar Shabbos, the first day which one is able to slaughter and to offer the Olas Re'iyah is going to be 2 days after Yom Tov, it's going to be on Sunday. Since according to Be'shamay, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, it is forbidden to bring the Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tov, and all the more so it's forbidden to do so on Shabbos, and so the first opportunity will be the Sunday. In total, one has an entire week beginning from Shavuos, but the first opportunity and therefore the ideal time to offer the korban would be on the following Sunday. The first day where one is able to slaughter the Olas Re'iyah and bring it as a korban is not on the Sunday. Because as we saw in the previous Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, one may bring both the Olas Re'iyah and the Shamei Chagiga on Yom Tov itself. Now, up until now, the Mishnah's law really applies to Pesach and Sukkot as well. And indeed, the next law also applies to Pesach and Sukkot. Umoidim Be'shamay Be'shil agree, She'im Chol Aliyos Ba'Shabbos, that if Shavuos fell on Shabbos itself, She'im Tvorach Achar Shabbos, that the first day where one is able to slaughter both the Olas Re'iyah and the Shamei Chagiga is going to be on a Sunday, because on Shabbos it's forbidden to bring any korban, except for a public korban which has a fixed time. So for example, the korban tomid, which is bought every single day, or the korban musaf of Shabbos, the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Since these korbanos have to be bought on a particular day, and only on that day, and they are a public korban, only such korbanos can be bought on Shabbos. Now the next part of the Mishnah only applies to Shavuos, and that is, if you think about it, in such a situation where the date of Shavuos really falls on a Friday or a Shabbos, but everybody brings their korbanos on the Sunday. So it might appear very much as if we are following the practice of the Baisusim, who always hold that Shavuos is on a Sunday. So in order to avoid this misinterpretation and misunderstanding, the Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh B'Kelov, the Kohen Gadol does not wear his regular, very nice Yom Tov clothes. The Kohen Gadol would generally wear very nice clothes on Yom Tov in order to honor the Yom Tov. So the Mishnah is saying he should not do any such thing on the Sunday in order to publicize and show the fact that it is not a Yom Tov. Umutorin behesped of Atanis. It is permitted for one to eulogize a person who had died, to speak about him, and it is permitted to fast, even though these things are certainly forbidden on a regular Yom Tov. And also on a regular year, if somebody happens to bring his Olas Re'iyah and Shamei Chagiga after the Yom Tov itself, within the week, on the day that he brings his Korbanos, it's considered a day of joy, and it will be forbidden for him to give a hesped, or to fast. But the Mishnah says, on this Sunday it is permitted, in order to demonstrate the fact that it is not a Yom Tov at all. In order not to establish and support the words of those who say at Atzeres Achar Shabbos that Shavuos always falls on a Sunday.